All right, I think we live.
All right,
introduce yourself, my man.
Yo, my name is Devante.
Jesus Christ, you probably turned it off already, bro. What you mean, yo?
I don't know how to introduce myself.
Yo, this is Devante. You sound like you're about to rap.
I was never good at public speaking. I don't know.
This ain't public.
All right, well, are people in public going to listen to it?
Damn, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
So like I was saying.
Yo, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
My name is Devante. I'm one half of the Just Kidding podcast.
Damn, did you practice that?
No, straight off the top.
We didn't even talk about that. I didn't even get into the name yet. Okay, my name is Josh. I guess the second half of the Just Kidding podcast. All right, so everybody who didn't know, this is called the Just Kidding. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're not doing that?
No, we can't. All right. Not at the same time, bro. They're gonna turn us off already, bro. All right, yeah, it's called the Just Kidding Podcast. You want to tell them why it's called the Just Kidding Podcast? Because I don't know.
That's a good question. Why is it called the Just Kidding Podcast? Do you remember?
Let me tell you why I thought it would be cool. Because you came up with the idea.
I did.
For some reason, you don't know why it's called that, but I think it should be like, we're going to say a bunch of reckless things, maybe. And then, like, you know what easy out is? You know when you're fighting with your girl and the easy out is? I'm just playing. No, I'm just kidding.
You act like you don't mean it, but you really do.
Exactly. You know there's like a truth behind every JK?
I see where you're going with it.
You see what I mean?
I see what you mean.
All right. So, tell them about yourself. What you got going on, bro?
Well, right now.
They don't know you right now, so act like you're talking like in an AA meeting.
Like an AA? All right, well, my name is Devante. I
have a problem.
I do have a problem. It's funny that you say AA because I do drink a lot.
You're drinking right now, actually.
I am drinking right now. But, yeah.
This is definitely like an AA meeting.
This is.
Hi, Devante.
Hey, how you guys doing?
So, like, no school, right? So.
No, I went to UCF. Yeah. UCF.
Go Knights. I just graduated from UCF.
I did.
At 28
graduate.
Years old. After 30 years. That's funny.
I'm still going, so I'll graduate eventually.
And he's older than me.
Why are you putting my business out
there?
All
right, my bad. This is our family now, so they got to know what's going on with us.
My grandma still doesn't know I'm not in school.
She thinks she still go to school?
She does.
Taking night classes
or something? House class. It was good.
It was good, Granny.
Yeah, no, I work for the Orlando Magic.
What?
With a non-degree position. I did not graduate from college.
He does not play on the Magic.
I don't play for the Magic either. That's about it, really. I'm pass over to Josh now.
Alright, I'm Josh. I just graduated from UCF, which is he is still currently going to. All or right. That he tells his grandma, I guess. I'm at Westgate. Don't try to ask for no hotel rooms because I can't do that for you.
I can't get you tickets either.
Oh, you know how much people ask for rooms? Like at a cheap rate? And I'm just like...
Pretty sure your family...
You're going to have to pay the regular price.
Your family asks me for stuff. I'm not even family.
And for those of you who can't see us, we kind of look alike. And all my family thinks like I look like Devante. And Devante looks like me.
It's true. I'll walk in. They're like, Josh is here. I'm like, no, Josh isn't here.
Devante's here.
Thanks, though.
And what do you think... What you think this podcast is going to be about, bro?
Let's see. Well, we should cover everything, you know?
Like pop culture stuff?
Pop culture.
I want it to be funny, though. Like, I feel like we're two funny people, so.
We are funny. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, I'm also a comedian. Part-time.
You got a joke for us that we can hear?
That was the joke.
That's your comedian.
I'm not very funny. Josh is the funny one.
So, like, have you ever done, like, a club or something? Like, a comedy club?
I've performed a couple times in, you know, small clubs.
And, like, do people laugh?
They do. I don't know if it's because I'm funny or because they just feel bad for me. But I've always gotten laughs.
You got, like, a joke that we could hear that's, like, a killer out there?
Oh, nah. I can't really tell my stuff on the web.
Why?
You guys might try to steal my material.
All right, Devante.
Next time. I got you next time.
All right. Work on a joke for the next podcast.
All right.
So we're thinking about doing like 30 minutes, like a short podcast, just to feel it out and see like if we could add anything to it. You know what I mean? Right, Monte?
Oh, yeah, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you, Josh.
Why do you sound like you're on a sitcom? Yeah, I feel you, Josh.
This is
scripted.
This is how I talk.
All right, that's true. All right, what's first on the list? Let's just jump into it.
What's first? Well, what happened this week? Most notably, Roseanne Barr had a show called Roseanne. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I think my parents watched it a long time ago.
Well, no one's going to be watching it anymore because it's been canceled.
For the tweet.
Yes, for the tweet.
What did she say?
It was very insensitive.
Yo, she said something like, somebody looks like a Muslim and an ape put together or something like that?
The tweet was, and I quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ.
Who the hell is VJ?
VJ is Valerie Jarrett.
And who is Valerie Jarrett? Am I insensitive for not knowing who these people are?
Actually, that's
a good question.
That's all I got on my notes.
So, so you don't know who VJ is either?
I don't.
She could be some random. Is it a girl or a boy?
Valerie. I'm pretty sure Valerie's
a woman. Valerie is a girl. Yeah, you're right.
I heard that she worked for the Obama administration. So she did something in politics.
So like, yeah, she deserves to. She deserves that. So how do you, like, in this climate, you know what I mean? Like, in the Trump climate, you're going to talk about Obama's people as an ape and a Muslim?
Well, that's the thing. She thought she could get away with it just like the president, but she forgot who she worked for.
Who is it? ABC?
ABC.
Let's give it a round of applause to ABC for canceling her. That's kind of dope. You don't see that happen too much.
That's true. I mean,
especially unless their ratings were trash. Were the ratings trash? You know if the ratings were trash?
I don't know. I don't even know who Valerie Jarrett is.
The ratings were good, I heard. Like, the first episode was, like, the most viewed episode on ABC or something like that. Some wild stat like that.
And what happened on the second episode?
It probably dropped. I don't know. It's probably trash. I didn't watch either episode.
I don't think it was too good because it was canceled by the third.
That was the third episode that they canceled on?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Just kidding.
Jesus Christ. I see what you did there. Oh my God, Roseanne Wyland.
She is. She's not the only one who's been wilding this week.
Who? Tell me.
There's this guy from New York. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He has like rainbow colored hair. He's been going at everybody lately.
You talking about 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine. No,
it's Tekashi?
It's a guy. Yeah, Tekashi.
Nah, he low key scares me.
Scares you? Why does he scare you?
He reminds me like a young 50. Like a don't care, like a reckless attitude.
Oh, 50 Cent.
Yeah, that doesn't. He doesn't remind you of that.
No, I don't see that at all. That's
a stretch.
I'm gonna need
like,
some more.
All right, so you seen the video, right?
I've seen the video. Yes.
And he was just like, blah blah blah. Y'all ain't gonna touch me. That was 50 back in the day. Like 50 was telling everybody, they not gonna do nothing to him. I mean, he did get shot 9 times, but other than that, they didn't do anything to him.
That's true. I mean, other than getting shot 9 times. Wait. Wasn't he stabbed in the club?
I think he was stabbed in his studio.
He was stabbed in the studio.
By Ja Rule's people. Okay. Let's talk about Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Why is he still tweeting to 50? Like, shouldn't that be dead by now?
He's still trying to live off the hype of Loose Change, which...
which was to M. Was that even to 50?
I don't know, but there was no hype about it either.
I listened to that the other day because I just wanted to see, like... if it really was that disrespectful.
Was it?
No. It was disrespectful, but I've heard more disrespectful songs.
According to him, it was the most disrespectful track ever.
Like, No Vaseline was pretty disrespectful.
Yeah, that's... I don't know how you become friends again after that. That's
what, No Vas?
Yeah.
You get AIDS, I guess.
All right.
Just kidding.
All right, Roseanne.
All right, let's talk about what everybody wants to talk about, which is kind of dead now, if you think about it.
It is. We kind of missed that train.
Drake and Pusha T.
Yeah. I mean...
Let me break this down how I saw this happen, all right? So Pusha T threw shots. In my head, I was like, Drake's not going to respond. Drake doesn't respond to anybody, like, underground. Not saying Pusha T is underground, but not a lot of mainstream people know about Pusha T. Well, mainstream fans know about Pusha T. Would you agree?
I agree. Pusha T is one of those, like, he's a legend to those who know hip hop.
Exactly.
But those who are more mainstream, they probably don't even know that he was a member of Clips.
I didn't know that, to be honest.
You didn't know. We're gonna have to.
When I looked up, what was Drake's line? You got no malice in your heart.
Yes.
I had to look up that. I had to look that line up because I didn't know who I didn't know who Malice was. Do I lose like points for that?
I feel like I don't even know you anymore.
What? Do I lose points for that?
Can you do your introduction here? You're gonna have to start all over.
No, like, be honest though, like, all right, maybe I'm not. I didn't get into hip hop that early. Like, I came in late.
Oh.
So, he's like 41 and I'm 25. So,
that's all right. You got a good point.
You had to, were you like on Clips when they were out?
I'm not gonna lie.
You did your research.
No, the only song I know is Grinding.
I do know that song actually.
So that's a good song. But other than that, that's about it.
And then I heard Clips is like a preacher now or something. Like he's religious. Well, Clips. Malice. And he changed his name to No Malice.
I didn't know he changed his name to No Malice. See?
So now I know stuff that you don't know.
He put a lot of thought into that.
Because like he turned Christian and then they changed his name from Malice to No Malice.
Oh, I mean, let's give him a round of applause.
We're definitely off track though. So what I was saying was, I didn't think Drake was going to respond, right? So when Drake actually responded, I was like, oh, this is Meek again. I knew Pusha could rap, but all the content I heard from Pusha was coke content, just like selling drugs, right?
Yes.
So I didn't know how much content he would come at Drake. Obviously a lot. So when I heard Drake's Duppy, I was like, oh, Drake did it again. Drake's being Drake.
Duppy was good.
You sent me the tweet.
I did. I thought it was over. I didn't think Pusha T was coming back from that.
Because nobody usually does, right? Meek didn't come back from.
That's like his back-to-back. Like, I thought he was done.
Let's be honest. Which one did you think was better? Back-to-back or W?
Which one does he have an award?
Because you have like a. Because you have like a hot take that back-to-back was trash.
I wouldn't say it's trash. I do believe it's overrated.
How? Bro, it was nominated for a Grammy. Diss. Was nominated for a Grammy.
Was it nominated? Did it win?
It didn't win, but what else? Okay, what other diss?
I'm just saying.
No. What other diss do you know?
Since when do we award not coming in first place?
All right. I'll give you that. But what other diss do you know got nominated for a Grammy? Any?
Give me a second. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, let me know. So, he dropped that. Pusha waited like, how long was it? Like 4 days, maybe?
I do credit Drake for that. He dropped it the same day that Daytona came out.
But all right. I like Drake, right?
Yes, I'm aware.
But Drake heard that song way before Daytona came out.
How?
The album, Pusha's album leaked like 4 days before the album came out. You don't think Drake had a copy?
You got a point. You got a point.
And then you don't think he heard. There's 7 songs on that album. You don't think he heard the last one?
Wait, I got a question about that.
Let me hear.
What's up with these 7-track albums lately? Pusha did it. Kanye did it. I heard Kid Cudi's doing it.
What's the common factor, though? Kanye's making all these beats.
It's true. Good music.
So
is he running low and he's got to distribute them?
I feel like he's working overtime. He has Daytona, right?
Yeah.
Daytona he has that project. First. He had Kanye's project.
Yeah.
He got him and Cudi's project.
Yeah.
He got Teyana Taylor's project that's coming out.
I did not know that, but all right.
So that's 7 times 4. I can't do math. How much is that, 28?
Yeah. How old are you?
25. Okay. So 28 songs that he had to do. Probably more, because you know they make more songs and then cut it down for the album.
Yep.
So I think like he was just trying to push them out all at the same time. So he just figured on 7. I like 7. It's not too long. It's not too short.
You don't think there's more significance to it? You know, like Kanye thinks outside the box. I like 777. I don't know.
Like 6 guys? Like, nah, you don't mean Drake, right?
No, not like this guy.
So, where was I, bro? We just went off on a whole no tangent.
I think you were asking me about my hot take.
Oh, yeah, back to back. We're not talking about that anymore because that was a trash take.
Thanks.
So, Pusha came out. It completely bodied Drake, bro.
He did. I
mean, I've seen Drake fans say Duppy is better, but that's just Drake fans, right? Like Drake stans?
Stans. That's the word. That's the right word.
Because some of my friends that are huge Drake fans admitted Pusha T like bodied him.
Yeah, I mean, any.
If you're objective, like, you're going to realize Pusha bodied Drake.
This is facts.
Do you think Pusha bodied Drake?
I do believe Pusha bodied Drake. Like, rap beefs, lately, they haven't been too personal. Pusha T.
My God. I've been thinking the same thing. Everybody's so sensitive.
And he did not care about Drake's feelings at all. He just went right at him with everything he had. Supposedly, he has more. I don't know if that's true.
Supposedly, Drake has more, too.
I don't know.
Which makes me upset. That makes me upset, bro. You, like, what's his name? Jay Prince?
Jay Prince, Prince Jay. I don't know, something like that.
I don't want to die, bro, because I know he's like, I know he's, never mind, let me not mention his name.
That guy.
Somebody told Drake not to drop his version. And Drake, like, abided by that. Which makes me upset, because, like, you know when you're getting into a fight, right? And your homeboy holds you, and you get punched in the face because your homeboy is holding you back? And then you're, like, mad at both of them because you can't do nothing?
Yeah, I would get like helpless. I'd be more mad at my homeboy.
Exactly. But you can't be mad at somebody because from what I heard, he runs like a lot of stuff.
I mean, my thing is his reason behind not letting him release it.
What, it was too personal?
He said it was career ending and we're not into that.
All right. If Kanye can say slavery was a choice, who's going to end his career besides Kanye? If Kanye can't end his career, Drake can't end Kanye's career, bro.
That's the
question. And why is Drake responding to Kanye? Kanye didn't say nothing about this man. Why isn't he responding to Pusha T?
I didn't even think about that.
That's not even a beef.
He was going out, Kanye.
To me, I feel like Pusha's been out so long, right? There's no material on Pusha. Like, what you gonna say? Like, you sold drugs? Pusha said that already.
He's said it many times.
Many albums.
He likes to remind us.
So unless, like, Pusha has a child from, like, unless Kim Kardashian's child is really Pusha's child, what else can you really say?
Oh, from what I understand is the diss that Drake has was directed solely at Kanye.
Couple bars for Push, right? Like, the one.
I mean, he threw Push's name in there.
Like, the one, like, you older than the, you running behind?
Yeah.
That was a hard bar.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all he had.
He really didn't have much on him other than that he's not on top and he's been in the game for how long?
I don't know if you saw this tweet I sent you, but it blew my mind. Pusha T created the McDonald's theme song.
I did see that.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
They thought it was Pharrell.
And Justin Timberlake.
Pharrell and Justin Timberlake.
How in the hell did Pusha create the McDonald's? What is that?
It's a jingle.
A jingle. Yeah.
See, what they did was they asked him to make a jingle about crack. And he didn't know that. See, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. He's talking about crack. But see, they didn't use the word crack.
To be honest, McDonald's might be worse than crack. They might kill more people than crack does.
I'm pretty sure they do. And the thing is, they get away with it.
Like, if Drake was to respond, right? Like, could he say, like, could he mention that? Is that a low blow? But I'm sure Pusha's getting mad money off of that.
Yeah, you can't knock a man's hustle.
Especially McDonald's. They're on every corner.
That's a Fortune 500 company. I mean,
I don't know, man. So I think that beef is done. I think it's deaded. What do you mean, who won?
I got to hear your opinion. I don't know. It's not safe to assume.
I think Pusha bodied him. I think Drake probably did have some heat. But we'll never know, so Pusha won, which saddens me.
It was a good beef. I mean,
it wasn't a good back and forth. It was one back and forth. It was a back and forth. It wasn't even a fourth. It was a back and.
Okay, it was a good back and then.
Because
I mean, all right, so
Drake mentioned Pusha's fiance. That's as deep as he went.
He did, and that's what got this whole thing started.
But that's as deep as it went. Pusha talked about his daddy, talked about his mama, talked about his son, talked about his best friend.
Talked about his...
And to not be able to respond to that is insane.
His porn star baby mother.
See, like,
What's your take on her?
She bad. I ain't gonna hold you. She bad.
I did see a tweet. They were saying she looked like Lord Farquaad from China. I'm not gonna lie. I see the resemblance.
Lord Farquaad. Nah, you watch. That's her chin. Her chin is a little out there. Like Crimson Chin from Timmy Turner.
It's not that bad. She can still get it.
But yeah, that beef is finished. Like, yes. And it sucks that somebody else had to finish it.
It's done.
And this is the first L Drake's took, right? I would say. He didn't take a Meek L.
Nah, I mean,
this is the only person he responded to.
He dismantled Meek. He did take that shot at Common back in the day.
He takes shots at everybody. But to say he actually, like, wrote a song about you, it's only been Meek and Pusha. That's it.
And I don't think we'll hear any more from him.
Who, Drake?
Scarred for life.
Except his album that comes out later this month.
Yeah.
Scorpion.
What do you say? Do not mess with me when I'm in album mode.
You know what's bad, too? That whole blackface picture that came out.
I don't even, like, what was it for?
He said it was, like, to make a statement on, like, black actors not being able to find jobs or something like that, if I read it correctly. But when you have to release a statement in the middle of a rap beef, I feel like you already lost. Like, that's...
Now he's just copying, please. And
exactly.
It's not a good look.
And then I just read today, like, it could go to court.
Wow.
Like, like, I don't know if...
For what?
I don't know, bro. Like, that's what I read. It just said, like, there's a case for it. Like, if Drake wanted to press charges. I don't know for what. And I don't want to read that whole thing.
We'll find out next week.
But, like, if you want to know, just look at what's that website, that Baller Alert? That has everything.
All right, I got one more question for you.
What's up?
Did you listen to Ye?
Of course I listened to Ye.
All right, I guess I have two more questions for you. Did you like Ye?
I did.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. I did like Ye.
It's interesting.
That first song caught me off guard when he talked about killing himself. Or killing somebody, I almost turned it off. I was like, I cannot have this negative energy in my head. But then, like, he started rapping, and I was like, all right, this, like, didn't feel like Ole Ye.
It, in a way, I feel like it was kind of a combination. Like, each track it was turned, a tribute to an old,
yeah,
to a prior album.
I agree.
But how do you like Ye, but you weren't too big on The Life of Pablo?
I did like The Life of Pablo.
You did like?
I told you I didn't like The Life of Pablo.
You did tell me that.
I like Kanye's music. Even though I don't agree with most of the things he says, I like his music. You don't like his music?
No, I love Kanye's
music. Like, Ghost Town. All right. For everyone who hasn't listened to Kanye, the new album, just listen to Ghost Town.
It's only 7 tracks.
It's only 7 tracks. But if you were to listen to one song, listen to Ghost Town and just, like, use headphones, turn it all the way up, and, like, don't think about anything. And that's, like, the best song you'll ever hear of, like, 2018. They didn't give you that vibe?
It gave me that kind of ultralight beam vibe.
Yeah, like a, what is this?
Yeah, like it's something I never heard before.
Not to mention, Cudi's on it, which is
Cudi,
like,
is on it.
Which is like going to be his next album.
That's true. It's kind of foreshadowing. So maybe that's what the Kid Cudi and Kanye album will be like, which I wouldn't be mad at.
I'm kind of hyped for.
This might be better than I expect.
So I know this is like a totally change of topics, but I heard... You know how Ben Simmons is with, like, Kendall now?
Yeah.
I heard Blake was spotted with Tinashe.
No.
I swear.
Who told you this?
Baller Alert.
Oh, Baller Alert. Where did they get their information from?
So it was like a trade. Like a mid-season like a finals trade, bro. Which trade do you prefer, though? I think I'd rather have Kendall. I'm not going to lie.
I think I'm going to go.
Stop stuttering, bro. Is that...
I don't know. It's just... I had to think about it, you know.
But so no. Kendall too?
I'd go with Kendall.
Tinashe can dance, though. Like, very well.
Okay.
You don't care about that, I guess.
Kendall saved the world with a Pepsi.
But didn't Ben say, like, Tinashe was on some Kardashian stuff?
He did, which...
And now he's with Jenner, which doesn't make which makes sense, I guess. She's not a Kardashian.
I'm the smartest person, but I learned this word called contradiction when I was in school. No, I didn't graduate.
High school.
I learned that word, contradiction. Isn't that a contradiction?
Yeah, he's contradicting himself, definitely. But not really, because she's a Jenner, not a Kardashian.
Oh. You have a point there.
Which I said 5 minutes ago, if you were paying attention to what I was saying.
I mean, I was, but I wasn't.
Anything else on the list, bro? This is like our warm-up. Like, if this was bad, we are only going to get better than this, hopefully.
Possibly.
I think we will. This is just like a warm-up. We don't even know, like, if this is going to upload to whatever we're trying to upload it to. So this is just like a run-through, like a rough draft. So if you guys hear this, this is your tape. No, I'm just playing. You ever see 13 Reasons Why?
I was watching it last night.
Welcome to your tape. I should just start calling out random names that I know. Just creep them out. This is your tape, Sarah.
Ooh.
I know like 5 Sarahs, so they won't know which one.
I was
going
to say which one, but we'll let them figure it out.
Yo, you know what we got to start doing? Talk about personal stuff.
Why you always trying to put me out there?
Would you talk about personal? Let them know. Like, we want to do 30 minutes, so we're going to do like 4 more minutes. So like, would you ever talk about personal stuff? Like dates and like
yeah,
who you're dating?
I'll give some relationship advice from my past experiences.
I did not say nothing about it. Oh, okay, past experiences.
Can
okay.
I finish first?
My bad. That's not bad. Okay. What about embarrassing stories? Would you tell embarrassing stories?
I don't really have any embarrassing stories because I'm just cool like that.
I could name 5 embarrassing stories that you told me.
Don't talk about it, all right?
This is like our family now, bro. You got to tell them.
I don't tell my family everything.
All right, that's a good point. This is like an extended family. So these are the people that want to hear us. Not really, but are listening right now. So tell them an embarrassing story right now.
An embarrassing story right now?
Anything. Remember that one time? No.
That one time in band camp? No, I don't have any stories right now, guys. I'm sorry.
You are such a liar.
Why do you always want to put me out there like that?
All right.
You're not a good friend.
I'm going to wrap this up.
I don't know if I'm back next
week. If this is...
You're going to have to find a new co-host.
If you guys can hear this, hopefully it's on like iTunes or something, and hopefully you can leave like a comment, because I heard that's like one way to like boost the ratings, other than sharing it. But if you guys could do me a favor, and if you love me, and if you love Devante, you're going to tell your friends about this, right? You're not embarrassed of me?
No, I'm going to tweet it, and I'm going to...
All right.
Do people still use Facebook?
Only the older people, like my parents and your parents and grandparents.
I'll post it on my Facebook and...
Twitter.
I said I'm going to tweet it.
Oh, my bad. I'll put it on Instagram.
He was talking about me. He don't even listen. Instagram, yeah.
And just please, like, comment on it. You don't even got to share it. Just comment on it.
Like and subscribe and
I don't know if you can else. Do... No. Oh, you can subscribe to podcasts. That's true.
Subscribe. See? I'm smart.
Like, text me. I'm pretty sure you have my number. So, message me and tell me, like, if it was lame. I promise you I won't feel bad. Tell me what, like, we could do.
It's like trial and error.
Yeah.
We learn from our mistakes.
We talked about 50 things today.
We did. We were all over the place, but it's all right.
Especially in 30 minutes. But I feel like we're getting the hang of it.
You're not going to be tested on anything we said, so it's okay.
They might be.
It might.
Because I asked some people before we did this, like, will you listen? They told me yeah. Everybody told me yeah. For some reason, they think we're pretty cool, so.
They know me?
I just said weird because not to make you feel bad.
I don't have that many friends. There's Josh, and then there's...
You have my whole family, so relax. Especially who you're in love with, but we'll save that for our next time. We'll save that for the next episode.
Well, guys, it was nice meeting you. Can't say I'll be back next week.
I don't know if you noticed yet, but I'm going to put all Devante's business on the air.
He tends to do that.
And hopefully he'll do the same to me because I don't really care about that one thing that we can't mention. But other than that, thanks for listening, y'all. I doubt you stayed through the whole 30 minutes. But if you did, you're a real one, and you're a real friend to me and Devante, just me. And...
My real friends aren't real friends.
And please listen again next week when we drop another one. Let me know if we can add anything to make it better. All right, y'all. Don't worry about it. My house is haunted. All right, we need to sign off like a dope sign off. All right, yo, like you really might not be back. That wasn't me, y'all. That was Devontae. You really might not be back next week, bro. This is like an audition for you. I didn't tell you, but it might be my cousin Sarah around here next week.
Well, have fun with Sarah.
Not just playing. You'll be back. Tell him whatever you just did.
I don't know if I can do it again.
All right, yeah, you're not back next week. Later, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.